The second R is, and this is also Nifladik, and we'll end with this, and that is the Kozhik of a Goyen, Hashem Yom Kondamoy, in Eretz Tzvi, in Parshas Chukas, brings from his Heiliger Rebbe, the Avni Nezer, and it's also printed in the Sefer Nois Hadesha. Incidentally, it's a Chanukah shtickel. Ois Yud Aleph, Ein Chom, the context is Chanukah. But in Toich Dvarov, the Kozhik Lava said that he heard from the Avni Nezer, who asked the Amor de Gakasha, in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, in Perikah Isha Rabba. So the Mishnah talks about Isha Shaholcha Bailam Dina Sayam, and Eidecha comes and says that your husband died. So she comes to Bezdin, and she says there was an Eidecha, Daike Isha Mintzaba, Talacha, she's allowed to get married. What happens if the original husband comes? Oh, it's an ishget, right? That's the whole idea. Mitay chumra sheikh marit aleh b'soifa, he kalt aleh b'tchilasa. That's the whole sugya there in Perikah Isha Rabba. So in the event that he shows up, it's teitzei mizeh mizeh, and the children are mamzerim, and she loses her ksuba, and the balois, and the nechzit zembarz, and nechzim alug. Her whole world is going to fall apart. So if this man ever shows up, she's in big, big, big trouble. One of the things it says in the Mishnah is that if she was a bas koyin, she'll never be able to eat truma again. If she was a bas levi, she'll never be able to eat meiser again. Great to Gemara. A bas levi should never be able to eat meiser again? If a levi, a bas levi is mezana, bemazed with edem and asra, she's allowed to eat meiser. A bas koyin becomes a chalala. But by levi, you don't find such a halacha. So if a bas levi is mezana beratzen, she'd be able to eat meiser. So how can it be? In this case, it's going to be worse. And the Gemara's teretz is, this is different. This is a knas derabbanan. And the emes is, it's eino yomer elo dershuni. Because this knas is like a funny knas. Because it really goes hepech the whole halacha. So the Kozhik Lava Goyin said that he was makabel from his Rebbe Avni Nezer, who said a dover noire mamish. Mamish merging primius atayra with some of the hardest sugyas in Shas. And that is, we know that when a woman comes to Bezdin and she says, my husband died, she's believed. Even though an Eid Echad has never believed, a Baal Dov is certainly not ever believed. What's the reason? Because Daika Isha Mitzvah. So said Avni Nezer, what's the oimik of Daika Isha Mitzvah? He says, the oimik is that a woman is connected to her husband. It's a mitzias in the veld that a married woman feels a deep, deep kesher to her husband. If a woman walks into Bezdin and she says, I feel, I did my homework, I did my research, I was daika isha, I did my homework, and I think my husband's not alive, we believe her. Because that's coming from a very, very deep place in her neshama. Because she obviously feels that her husband, that kesher's not there. She can feel it. And if she says that my husband's not alive, we let her get married. And that's the oimik and daika isha mitzvah. Because lev yodei or maris nafsha. And she knows tif tif arayin if her husband's alive or if her husband's not alive. And if she walks at the bezdin and she says, I'm willing to get married because I know my husband, I feel that he's no longer in this world, the halacha is that she will be able to get married. What happens if the husband shows up? So that means she was wrong. That means she wasn't really feeling the connection to her husband that we thought she was feeling. It's for that reason that, good, the whole thing now suddenly falls apart. So Avni Nezer said a davar noira. He said, Shevet Levi became Shevet Levi after the Chet Ha'egel. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Luchos. He was up for 40 days and 40 nights. And then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come back. And the Yidden started feeling like, what happened? They weren't feeling that kesha with the Eibishter. There was something was missing, and they needed something. And the Sultan came and showed them Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't alive, and now they were completely detached. So they decided that through the Egel, maybe they'll be able to feel this kasha. But there was one group of Yidden, there was one Shevet that was able to feel the kasha, that realized that no, this whole thing, there's one big bilbul that's being pulled off by the Sultan. Because they understood tif tif arayin, the daika isha mitzvah, that the Eibishter is there, and Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, and they were able to feel the kesher. They were able to feel it. And said Avni Nezer, that's what saved Shevet Levi. What saved Shevet Levi was is that their dveikus that they had in the Eibishter wasn't a superficial relationship. It was so tief arayin in the neshama that it went to the level of a daika isha mitzvah. That was the gedder advarim. It went so, so tief. So says Avni Nezer, that a woman that misses and she whiffs on this Indian of Daiki Isha Mintzibah, that means she doesn't understand Vostos Meint, Azak Kesha Ruchni, Azak Kesha Pnimi, that you can feel whether he is alive or is not alive. You're a Bas Levi, that's kind of Sheikhis Machavit Levi. And therefore, you're not going to be able to eat Maisa. It's not the Maisa's Nus, you could still, there's a Maisa's Nus, she's a Balas Taiva, she did an Aveira, Samachsa Chazai. Oh, but for a person to not hear what the whole essence of Levi is, then this is Pnimius Atayra. That's why the Allah is said Abnei Nezer, that the Emma says, if you think about it, he says, the name Levi, what is Levi? Hapam you love the Ishi. Right, that's what Leah said. Leah was worried, she was the snua. And she said, now my husband, it's Miloshin Hapam you love her. It's Miloshin Kesha. That's what Abnei Nezer said. And he said, that is the essence of Levi. The Yesod of Levi is, it's this incredible deep Kesha that they have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what saved them by the Chet HaEgel, and that's the Pnimius and that Gemara in Perek Yishar Rabba. But I was just thinking, just to add one knetch, doesn't need any knetches, but just to add one knetch, Shevet Levi said to Abnei Nezer is Apam Yilove Ishi. Right, it's Miloshin connect. It's about Heften, right? That's what Yilove means. That they're connected, they're attached as one. Levi is connected, that's why his name is Levi. But when Leah said Apam Yilove Ishti, Apam Yilove Ishi, what was Leah saying? That Levi is going to have a special connection with his mother Leah, with his father Yaakov, with the Eibishter? No. Levi's Apam Yilove Ishi was that Levi brought Leah close to Yaakov. Leah was the Isha HaSnua, and then Levi was born. And what did Levi do? It's his name. It's his whole essence. His essence was that Yaakov and Leah, we don't understand what this means. Oh, but she's the snua and Apam Yilove Ishi. And Levi's essence is Yilove. It's his essence is chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not only his own personal chibur. It's the fact that he's mechaber. That he takes two people that on some level are ba'ifin nifrat and he brings them back together. It's Yoram Mishpatach Yaakov v'sayros chal Yisrael. The essence of Levi is l'hoyroiz drachav ha'yisharim u'mishpatav ha'tzadikim l'rabim. It's to bring Klai Yisrael back together with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hapam Yilove Ishi. The whole essence of Levi is chibur, but not chibur like the Chassam Sofer says in the beginning of Petuch HaChosim, to sit on a mountain somewhere and to be mizboided and to become one of the malachim. It's a lashon chibur of Yilove there. It's to bring other people together. It's to take Yaakov and Leah and bring them together. It's like what the Leviim did in Rashi in Parshas Ekev when Klai Yisrael went back Shmoinim Asois. Literally, they almost went back to Mitzrayim. Rachmano Litzlan. But what did they do? They brought them back. It's Verabim Heshiv Me'avoy. Says the Chassam Sofer, that was the Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem. There was a separate Havdalah. And that's the essence, that's the job of Levi. And really, it's something that's merumis in the name Levi. Levi is connected, but not just that they're connected. It's Apam Yilove Ishi. It's bringing us, Klal Yisrael, closer to the Eibishter.